You gave me help when I needed it, Jon Snow said. I gave you nothing, Tyrion said. Words! Then give your words to Bran, too. You're asking a lame man to teach a cripple how to dance, Tyrion said. However sincere the lesson, the result is likely to be grotesque. Still, I know what it is to love a brother, Lord Snow. I will give Bran whatever small help is in my power. Thank you, my Lord of Lannister. He pulled off his glove and offered his bare hand. Friend, Tyrion found himself oddly touched. Most of my kin are bastards, he said with a wry smile. But you're the first I've had to friend. He pulled a glove off with his teeth and clasped Snow by the hand, flesh against flesh. The boy's grip was firm and strong. When he had donned his glove again, Jon Snow turned abruptly and walked to the low, icy northern parapet. Beyond him the wall fell away sharply. Beyond him there was only the darkness and the wild. Tyrion followed him, and side by side they stood upon the edge of the world. The Night's Watch permitted the forest to come no closer than half a mile of the north face of the wall. The thickets of ironwood and sentinel and oak that had once grown there had been harvested centuries ago to create a broad swathe of open ground through which no enemy could hope to pass unseen.